Kevin's at Hither Green. Hello, Kevin.
Oh, hello, Ian.
Hi.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I'm a member of the Labour Party. I'm a strong supporter of Jeremy Corbyn, although I think he's very weak in some issues, especially being bulldozed into suspending Nazwa Shah. I actually think she's been very reasonable.
Who's he been bulldozed by, Kevin?
Well, the Daily Mail, the press, people like you, and the same way he's been intimidated into voting for Europe when his obviously his heart is obviously out. But let's talk about the history of Israel.
Well, let's not, because we could talk about that for an hour. Let's talk about the issue at hand.
It was set up by America for a start in 1947. As Kennedy said, a lot of Jewish people would have rather gone there. If they had supported fully military by the Americans, they supplied all their weapons and arms for the lead war on Gaza.
Kevin, look, I'm really not going to get.
Talk about it.
Hang on a second. No. What I don't want to have is a history lesson, because that's not the object of this discussion.
Lesson. We have to have some history, you know, in order to decide what's right and what's wrong, or the background.
Well, can we not?
All you want to do is have an diatribe against an MP who was.
Did you not hear me, Kevin, say that actually I've got a lot of time for Nazwa Shah? I have no personal axe to grind with her at all. But I think you can. Do you not accept that these remarks and the reporting of them, it's a legitimate news story? The fact that an MP has been suspended by the Labour leadership, it's entirely legitimate for us to report on that.
More Labour MPs should say the same thing. I'm pretty proud she said them. I think more members of the Labour Party.
So you think that she was right to say that Jews should be transported to America?
I think she didn't say that anyway.
She did.
She said that the state that Israel should be the 51st state of America, and it saves Americans a lot of money, and it saves the Jewish government a lot of money.
But if that happens, that obviously means Jews moving to America, and you think that's an acceptable thing for a politician to say?
I think they'd be better off there. They wouldn't have to be.
Well, you're as bad.
Palestinian people.
I mean, I'm
now,
sorry.
Now the Israelis are shooting the Palestinians for fun, and
for fun.
Gaza is an open air concentration camp. What about that, eh?
You're a Labour member, and you believe that Jewish people in Israel should be transported to Israel. I know what I'd call you, Kevin. I'd call you an anti-Semite.
Eh?
I'd call you an anti-Semite for those remarks.
No, I'm not anti-Semite at all. I'm a Marxist. Marx was a Jew, actually, and Trotsky.
So you can get away with it, then? You can get away with it. Just because Marx was a Jew and you're a Marxist, that excuses it all.
I didn't say, I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm against
it's
Israel.
What you Israel said, Kevin. Okay, look, I'm gonna let people make up their own minds, Kevin, about what do you think. There's no anti-Semitism problem in the Labour Party. You sound like Ken.